Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Terry Fonstead, the Associate Dean Research for the College of Engineering with the University of Saskatchewan. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Fonstead.
Good morning, Bruce. Yeah, glad to be here.
The University of Saskatchewan, the Prairie Agricultural Machinery Institute, the Prairie Swine Center, the Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization, and a number of private companies are collaborating on a swine innovation pork project aimed at automating the cleaning and disinfection of swine transport vehicles. First of all, a little bit of background. What is the concept behind this, and how many separate components are or have been undertaken as part of this overall project?
Well, it all started with us being asked to see if we could automatically wash trailers, because getting trailers clean enough was taking quite a few hours, and it cost so many dollars per pig place just to wash the trailers. And so when we started to investigate, we asked how clean is clean, and well, clean meant pathogen free. Well, that led us to the previous research on figuring out that in order to kill these pathogens, that you could heat them to 75 degrees for 20 minutes. And so that meant heating trailers. Now you can imagine heating a 53-foot trailer to 75 degrees for 20 minutes. And actually that got adopted across Canada. The transport industry has really adopted that, and they're doing that. So then that started to develop then into not only the cleaning thing, but the disinfectant thing, and then the sensing part of it. And so today now, we've got a number of partners and a number of people across Canada working on this with, as you mentioned, Vito Intervac is the lab here in Saskatchewan is actually doing the pathogen control verification for us. And they're with the COVID travel, and we haven't been able to get in with our partners in the field. But we've come up with taking heating data from the trailer heating and cleaning people, and taking those that how the trailers heat up and cool down, and taking that and simulating that in the lab so that we can do verification with pieces of a trailer rather than the whole trailer to make sure that the pathogens are controlled. And then of course the next thing you need is you need to sense and verify that these trailers are getting cleaned. And so we have a grad student, and we're collaborating with Transport Genie out of Guelph, Ontario, who then is also subcontracting some sensor manufacturing to Marlex Engineering out there. But the grad student is designing a testing facility, an ISO-based testing facility for sensors to be used in swine transport trailers. And then Transport Genie has been working with us to devise a sensor that would measure the surface temperature of the trailers while they're being heated in the various spots in the trailer that would be the hardest to heat. And if they, of course, are heated, then the rest would be to the right temperature. But it's a verification that the trailer has been heated for pathogens. And so then these sensors need to then transmit this surface data in real time, the trailer number, the GPS location, to the heating facility, and also then likely to the owner of the trailer and the processor. Well, if you can put a sensor in a trailer, and it already has the trailer GPS, it has a GPS location, trailer ID, well, then you might as well measure the temperature and the humidity in the pig spaces during transport. And so that's what Transport Genie's come up with, is additional sensing capacity for animal welfare during transport. And so they're actually out there doing that with the industry with similar sensors. And I think we're on the fifth generation of sensors. You know, they send them to us, we test them. If we can break them, well, then they make them better, and away we go again. And then of course, on top of that, then we needed to figure out how to the cleaning the trailers and things. And it turns out since the start of the project, the industry started to do a different process. And it turns out about 95% of the trailers showing up at wash facilities no longer have bedding in them. The bedding's being cleaned out at a different location or at the drop spot. So we've altered kind of what we're doing a little bit in the fact that PAMI, Prairie Agriculture Machinery Institute, and the VAC system, and really is concentrating on bedding removal, and not nearly as automated as it needed to be. I think the industry was saying, look, even if we have kind of a central vac kind of a thing where there's a central vac, things can be set on the side of the trailer with the vac system, and then all we have to do is scrape a short distance and scrape into that to collect the bedding. And if with that, you can actually add either pressurized water, or pressurized air to help us clean bedding off the sides, the beddings will be, the trucks will be substantially cleaner when going to the wash rack. Well, then in the wash rack, it turns out there's a company called Truck Wash Technologies out of Sault Ste. Marie that has got some really innovative gantry-based systems for washing trailers that they've installed in the oil field in Alberta and also in Ontario in the manufacturing sector. And we've been working with them for over the last year to design a system to be able to put in a wash head from the back of the trailer right to the front and then have the exterior and the interior washed at exactly the same time. And so this large gantry would scan the trailer as they do now and decide to go wash the exterior from front to back. And the other implement that now we're designing would go in from the back of the trailer to the front, scan what it needs to wash, and then all the jets would go on and wash the trailer from the front right to the back, washing inside and outside at the same time. And so that's progressing, and I think they've got a design down that's going to work, and it's just to start to think about who's the first collaborators on that. And then you start to think, well, trailer manufacturing, we started using cattle liners to haul hogs back in the 90s because our barns got bigger, but it wasn't really the best idea to use cattle liners. And then now we've got species-specific trailers that have come along, and not sometimes all the best when it comes to worker comfort, workers having to crawl into these triple layer. And so we're trying to get that balance between cleanability, worker health, and then animal welfare. And so the Prairie Swine Center engineers and animal behavior people have been putting together a trailer manufacturing guidelines. So recommendations to the trailer manufacturing people who are good at what they do, but just some suggestions on maybe, have you thought about this and this and that would help cleanability, would help animal welfare, and try to get better, work with the industry to get better trailer design. So it's kind of all-encompassing. It's across Canada, and it goes everywhere from pathogen destruction to animal welfare to sensing the trailers and then washing them in a manner that automatically. And so that's kind of where we're at today. And I think we've got a company engaged, Transport Genie, on the sensing side of it, and then also the sensing during transport. We've got Truck Wash Technologies has got a design, I think, that's viable on the washing side of it. And then working with them and the wash people and the transport people to make better trailers, I think we're actually moving quite a ways down the road here. So I think things are looking up.
Zeroing in specifically on the sensors, what do the sensors need to be able to provide, and what do they need to be able to stand up to in order to be effective, and where does that stand?
That's a really good question, and it's actually the reason I chuckled was because, of course, the sensor manufacturers aren't really always aware of how destructive a pig can be. And of course, if you're going to put a sensor down low in a trailer along a wall, it better be protected because pigs are bored. They'll start beating away at it. And so they got to be pretty durable. They got to be able to take pressure washing. They got to be able to take chemicals. They got to be able to take vibrations of going over railway tracks and down the road and all those kind of things. And so they got to be fairly durable sensors. And then you've got a sensor that you want to measure surface temperature, maybe down low on a wall, but you also want to measure the temperature and humidity, which might be the worst in the headspace above the animals. And so getting the sensors types right, it's not just we can sense all that stuff, it's pretty easy, but getting the sensors to do that in a transport trailer that's vibrating down the road, and it could be running from minus 40 outside if it's an empty trailer, and then be up as over 100 degrees Celsius if in the baking system, it's got to be a pretty durable little sensor. And then, you know, you can't have sensors that cost a lot. And so we've been, like I said, we're on the generation 5, and I think the latest generation has really got some good promise, and there's probably going to be continuous development on it. And it's just not the sensor, because now the sensors have to transmit where they are in the trailer. All that data has to go somewhere on a cloud system so it's protected, and it has to be accessible then to the people that need it to make a decision at any one time. And so it's just like smart grid, smart farming, all these smart city things that you hear, they're really the things that we need to worry about are sensing and then data communication, and then analyzing that data, and then sending back some sort of controls back to make a decision. And it all has to happen in a very short period of time, and sometimes in seconds. And so it's the same common problem that we have in automated mining and automated agriculture, is that sensing, communications, analytics, and controls. So,
what has been learned with regards to the needs in terms of trailer design to facilitate easier cleaning and disinfection?
Some of that is just little things. Even, you know, capping the top of pipes. A lot of trailer manufacturers are doing that now. When you've got pins for gates, those kind of things. Trailer corners that aren't true 90s, maybe, that you have a little gusset in the corner. Lots of just little things that make a huge improvement on the ability to clean a trailer. And then the other side of it is, of course, the animal welfare side of it that they've been working for a number of years with, and the cleanability. Some, they're even looking at coatings. Some of the trailer manufacturers are very proactive at this, at looking at coatings for aluminum. They'll not allow pathogens to stick to them. And so the trailer manufacturers are leading this probably even more than the researchers are. I think we're just contributing. I wouldn't say we're leading. I think they're actually leading. So,
what has been the most significant development or discovery through this process that has benefited producers to this point?
Well, I have to say it's going to be the heating of trailers for pathogen control. And a lot of this was a surprise for us and incidental to the project, because, of course, we started out the project trying to figure out how to automatically reduce the cost of washing trailers. But as we got into figuring out, well, how clean is clean? Well, they wanted them pathogen free. And folks down in Iowa, some research down in Iowa had pointed toward this heating thing. We were able to verify it with Vito Intervac and their capabilities. But the biggest thing was it was adopted across Canada, and we didn't actually know how easy or how beneficial this was going to be, and that the trailer wash facilities really jumped on board. Many of them had dryers that they modified. Others have invested in these heating units, and it's been adopted across Canada in a very short period of time. And I think it's probably increased the security of probably at least an order of magnitude on these trailers. The things that we couldn't do with chemicals before, all the other things that we were doing a good job. We were washing, we were white glove clean, we were chemicaling, but there's just too many nooks and crannies that a pathogen could be in. And this heating thing has, I think, probably been the biggest benefit to the livestock sector, and has probably opportunities in other sectors in the transport division. So,
what are the anticipated timelines moving forward for this work?
Well, this current phase of the project, we're in the third phase, and it's going to be winding up in a year, just under a year. So the March of 2022 will be the end of where we are in this project. And we're really at the point where we'd like to see this move to commercialization. I think, you know, it started out as research, then or prototyping and proof of concept. Then it moved to defining where the gaps were. And now I think we've solved a lot of those gaps. But now that we've got the industrial partners, trailer manufacturers, the truck wash people, the sensing people, I think really it's us facilitating them taking it to the next level and getting letting the industry move along, and then us maybe stepping back and looking at where the next knowledge gaps are and helping solve those. And so that's because that's really where we as a university thrive, is in that knowledge development and training. So.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, we're just pleasantly surprised, of course, with the way the industry has really supported us, and we're thankful to them. And I think, hopefully, I think we're making a difference in Canada's food supply and food security in things like, you know, heating of trailers. And there may be opportunities with this heating of trailers to not just heat livestock trailers, but you think of produce and all those other things. There might be opportunity then to expand this into other food security areas as we start to think of those things. So,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Terry Fonstead, the Associate Dean Research for the College of Engineering with the University of Saskatchewan. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.